Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, October 20th. You'll be interested to know, 222 years ago, today in 1803, the United States Senate ratified the Louisiana Purchase, completing a continental expansion that doubled the nation's territory. The agreement secured vital port access and opened vast lands for settlement and commerce, laying a lasting foundation for national growth and prosperity. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, there's a chance of rain showers, and it feels like 62 degrees with 14 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 5:51, and it will rise again tomorrow at 7:04. It looks like we're in for some morning rain showers, likely before 10 a.m., then showers and thunderstorms between 10 and 5, with some storms possibly bringing heavy rain and a high near 67, with a breezy south wind at 12 to 17 mile per hour. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies, with a low around 49 and light southwest winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Monday will be at 11:15 with a low tide at 5:30. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 59 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, Tuesday will be sunny with a high near 65 and a southwest wind around 10 miles per hour, though a small chance of showers develops overnight. Rain showers become likely after midnight into Wednesday morning, with storms possible Wednesday, then drying and cooler for Thursday and Friday, with highs falling to near 61 Thursday and the upper 50s Friday. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas, nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard. This cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the Massachusetts Gaming Commission is considering new regulations for VIP programs used by online sports betting companies that provide perks to frequent bettors. Currently, programs at companies like DraftKings and FanDuel are facing scrutiny for potentially targeting gamblers who are losing money and encouraging them to keep betting with rewards like trips and sports tickets. Chair Jordan Maynard noted that VIP programs should be for those who can afford to be VIPs, and it shouldn't be predatory. A recent analysis found that online sportsbooks often restrict customers who win while extending VIP status to those who frequently lose. The commission is exploring potential regulations, including setting a minimum age of 25 for VIP participation and requiring affordability checks before granting access. Now on to sports. The Blue Jays insisted they were right where they wanted to be, and they proved it. Inside a packed and deafening Rogers Center, Toronto staved off elimination with a 6-2 victory over the Mariners, forcing a decisive Game 7 in the American League Championship Series. Trey Yesavage carried a shutout into the sixth inning, while Addison Barger and Vladimir Guerrero Jr. homered. As Jays manager John Schneider predicted, his club did not buckle after their crushing Game 5 loss. This will be the first American League Championship Series Game 7 in Mariners history. One club will advance to face the Dodgers in the Fall Classic. Tonight is Game 7 on Fox, with the first pitch at 7 Eastern. And last night on Sunday Night Football, the 49ers beat the Falcons at home, 32-10. Mac Jones was 17 for 26, with 152 passing yards, no passing touchdowns, and one interception. Michael Penix Jr. was 21 for 38, with 241 passing yards, one touchdown, and no interception. And tonight, on Monday Night Football, we have another doubleheader with a 5-1 Bucks at the 4-2 Lions, starting at 7 Eastern on ESPN. The Lions are favored by 5.5, with the over-under set at 52.5. And starting at 10 Eastern, we have the 2-3 Texans at the 4-2 Seahawks on ABC. The Commanders are favored by 3.5, with the over-under at 41.5. In local sports, yesterday afternoon, the Patriots smoked the Titans in Tennessee 31-13. Drake May was 21 for 23. With 222 passing yards, two passing touchdowns, and no interceptions. Cam Ward was 25 for 34, with 255 passing yards, one touchdown, one interception, and one fumble. Next Sunday afternoon, the 5-2 Patriots take on the 2-5 Browns at the Razor. Our New England Patriots are now in sole possession of first place in the AFC East. In top news, something from space may have just struck a United Airlines flight over Utah. The National Transportation Safety Board confirmed on Sunday that it is investigating an airliner that was struck by an object in its windscreen mid-flight over Utah. The agency stated NTSB gathering radar, weather, flight recorder data on the social media site X. The strike occurred during a flight from Denver to Los Angeles on Thursday. Images shared on social media showed that one of the large windows at the front of the aircraft was significantly cracked. The captain described the object that hit the plane as space debris, although this has not been confirmed. The aircraft safely landed at Salt Lake City International Airport after being diverted. In business news, Costco recently made some significant changes for executive members, introducing a small yet valuable benefit that was not widely publicized. The chain has added new operating hours, opening earlier for executive members, a move aimed at rewarding the customer base that drives most of its sales. During a fourth quarter earnings call, CEO Ron Vacris explained that these new hours have increased weekly U.S. sales by about 1%. Additionally, Costco introduced a $10 credit per month on Instacart purchases over $150. Executive members represent a significant portion of paid memberships and worldwide sales, highlighting their importance to the company. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 2% over the weekend to $111,000. Ethereum is up 4% to just under $4,100. And XRP is up 5% to $2.46. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the Boston area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Earth has had a weird glitch for 8 million years, and it is getting weirder. The South Atlantic anomaly is a particularly weak region of Earth's magnetic field, stretching from South America to Western Africa. This anomaly allows charged particles to reach Earth's surface, which can cause chaos for satellites. The South Atlantic anomaly is expanding, and researchers are using the European Space Agency's Swarm satellites to track changes. Pris Finlay, professor of geomagnetism, notes that while the anomaly weakens, the area of strong magnetic field in Siberia has increased. The Swarm satellites are expected to provide better insights as solar activity decreases. And in entertainment news, Aziz Ansari stars in his directorial debut, featuring Keanu Reeves as Gabriel, an angel helping humanity in good fortune. Gabriel humorously reflects on the challenges of being a guardian angel for those who text while driving. In this witty script, Ansari addresses wealth inequality from the perspective of gig economy workers. Gabriel, a misfit in need of assistance, intervenes in the life of Arj, a struggling documentary film editor. After a series of unfortunate events, Arj learns that wealth has its downsides through a magical twist. While the film offers insightful commentary, some moments feel awkwardly strident. Overall, Good Fortune successfully combines humor and heart, showcasing strong performances, particularly from Reeves. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American author and motivational speaker, Zig Ziglar. And he said, "Success means doing the best we can with what we have. Success is the doing, not the getting, and the trying, not the triumph. Success is a personal standard, reaching for the highest that is in us, becoming all that we can be." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.